Okay, good morning, everybody. My name is Mark Hodge, head coach at Rockwell Trading, and I'll be covering what's happening in the markets today. It is Thursday, November 4th, and let's cover this in less than 15 minutes, like usual. So let's start by jumping to the charts. And what a day yesterday! Let me bring up the S&P 500 and let's go to a 5 minute chart, actually. So the S&P started trading higher in the morning, really trading sideways throughout the day. And why would this be the case? Actually, here we go. I was over a bit. So sideways, and then we see a jump at 2 and another bit of a rally and continuation at 2:30. Why? Well, it was what we talked about all week. The Fed. It was a big day, and traders liked what the Fed had to say. So the Fed said that it will begin slowing down its bond buying program, and they will be reducing that or tapering by $15 billion a month. And traders responded positively to the news, especially since traders have been waiting for the news for a while. So that kind of helped. We knew that the Fed was getting ready to slow down its bond buying program, and the plan is for it to begin at the end of the month. What also helped was that the Fed signaled that it won't be more aggressive with raising interest rates after bond tapering is finished, which is expected to end in the middle of next year or July. So the Fed really tried to make a dis or to try to distinguish between interest rates being raised and the bond tapering program coming to an end. And so the Fed has been providing this economic stimulus since the pandemic by purchasing these bonds. And then interest rates, they really tried to separate the two. And I've said this before, but I think that the interest rates, that's a bigger deal for the markets. So the bond tapering, especially because the Fed was more transparent with what their plans were, what their intentions were, this didn't come as a surprise or a shock to traders. So I got to give some kudos to the Fed for easing this decision, and traders liked it. The S&P finished higher by 0.7%, Dow finished higher by 0.3%, NASDAQ up 1.1%. So if we go to a daily chart and we take a look at things, new record highs across the board. So that's a positive. And another part to it too is, yes, traders like the low interest rate environment, they like the economic stimulus, but the Fed saying, hey, we're in a position where we could start slowing down this bond buying that has been providing stimulus since the pandemic, they're seeing that the economy is healthy enough to handle that. So that could be viewed as a positive as well. Traders seem to like it because the major indices were higher across the board. Now let's take a look at the economic calendar because it's still a busy week. We just had unemployment claims released, and unemployment claims came in at 269,000. So 269,000 Americans filed for unemployment last week. This is getting down to, more typical numbers. It's just been extreme for 18 months. Now we're starting to see unemployment claims that are a little more normal for markets. This is lower than the 273,000 forecast and lower than last week. So a new pandemic era low for unemployment claims. Now tomorrow, this is the biggie. The monthly jobs reports, always a big report the traders keep an eye on. Well, one thing that the Fed watches as well. So we have average hourly earnings, non-farm employment change. So this is the jobs that were added and the unemployment rate. So we'll see what happens there. This report coming out 8:30 a.m. Eastern time. So still a few things going on in the markets. Let's go back to the charts though, and let's talk about some movers here. Let's go to Qualcomm first. QCOM is the ticker. Qualcomm up 11.5%. So huge move pre-market. Gosh, I can't even see the pre-market highlight here. Let's look at what this does with this chart. So Qualcomm having a bit of a rocky year after a positive start. We've been trading in these ranges between 120, 124, you could say, 152-ish, and Qualcomm up 11.6% puts that in this upper range at levels that we haven't seen since January of 2021. So big move here. Why the move? Well, they reported an earnings beat, and they actually reported earnings that were better by 29 cents a share. Revenue was also better, and they said that they see strong growth forecasts helped by 5G smartphone technology. So big move for Qualcomm. I mean, this is a nice jump, puts them in these upper ranges. So nice move for QCOM. Let's look at Moderna, the opposite side of the spectrum here. mRNA is the ticker symbol. Moderna getting hammered, down 14% pre-market. So what's the deal here? Well, they cut their COVID-19 revenue outlook. So this puts Moderna right at these previous lows here. So we'll see if support holds or if we fall. There's definitely room to fall if we don't, hold up here at this previous pullback after the dip, move sideways, now trading down at those levels. So Moderna, they cut their COVID vaccine revenue outlook. Moderna now expects $15 to $18 billion in revenue by the vaccine, which is down from the $20 billion that they were expecting. And compared to Pfizer, let's bring up PFE for comparison. So look at this chart, stronger chart. And Pfizer actually, they expect $36 billion in revenue from the vaccine for the year. So Moderna having to reduce their numbers, and traders aren't liking that as much. Let's look at another mover here. Roku, ROKU. Roku, gosh, this one, big rally into the new year, making highs, pulling back, testing these highs again in July, pulling back. I mean, just finding some strong support around these levels, but having a tough time recently, really making a move, making lower lows, lower highs. And here it looks like we're going to be testing lows of the year with an 8% drop. Roku, they reported disappointing revenue last quarter. They did have an earnings beat. They beat earnings by 6 cents, but revenue was worse than expected, and probably more significantly, at least for traders. The company issued a lower than expected revenue forecast for the holiday quarter. So they're not expecting the same numbers for the holidays that they once did. And this is something that we've seen from a few different companies. The lower than expected holiday numbers, which isn't really a good thing, at least if you're a business that expects some nice revenue over the holidays. So Roku taking a bit of a hit, trading at the lows of the year, pretty much. So here's a stock that's looking pretty healthy. Planet Fitness. Planet Fitness, look at this one. So just trading in this range and a nice pop here, up over 12%, almost 13. Let's see, is this a record high? Yeah, looks like Planet Fitness is going to be trading at record highs when it opens this morning. Big earnings mover here. They're up, gosh, last I look, it was 5%, but 12.5% here. And they reported an earnings beat and revenue beat. But again, more importantly, what are they going to do for me in the future? And the fitness company raised its full year outlook. So its revenue forecast, that is. So traders are liking that news, and Planet Fitness is off to a strong start. Let's take a look at Ford. Ford up 1.8% after a big day yesterday. So a big day yesterday, rallying after earnings. Here we're looking at a continuation. Ford is this? Okay, I didn't think it was a record. but it's definitely approaching highs that we haven't seen since 2011. So real nice move after the pandemic lows, like many stocks, but still continuing this move higher and trading about 19 bucks a share pre-market. The news with Ford, they announced that they will require its salaried employees in the US to get the COVID-19 vaccine by December 8th or face unpaid leave. They are the first US automaker to impose a vaccine mandate. So that's some big news. But they also announced plans to repurchase up to $5 billion in high-cost debt. So much of this repurchase plan that they're after is to target $8 billion in bonds that Ford issued early on in the pandemic. So they issued some bonds early on in the pandemic to help out their numbers and to have the money that they need. And some of that being high debt, they want to pay that off. So I would say that that's what traders are reacting to. Anytime you're paying off debt and making your balance sheet look better, traders are going to like that. So up $18.99 as we approach the open. Let's look at MGM. MGM also a mover, pulling back a little bit from where it was trading pre-market. It's up 2% now, but they reported that there are plans to sell its Mirage Casino in Vegas to another casino operator. The details that didn't seem like they had announced the casino operator name, but that news, traders seem to like it. I'm just curious if it's has any impact on any of these other casinos. Okay, Caesars down 0.8%. Las Vegas Sands isn't even in Vegas anymore, up 0.3%. So not really. But MGM was up about 5%, now 2% pre-market on that news, trading up at $49.71. Take a look at Bitcoin. Bitcoin is staying in this range again. So made this record run here towards the end of October, October 20th, pulled back the lows of this pullback October 28th, and so it's staying in this range around 62,000. We'll see if this can take off, but definitely some consolidation there. If you take a look at Ethereum. Ethereum, different story. Ethereum is running higher, pulling back a little bit today, but look at that stronger chart compared to Bitcoin, which has been going sideways. So let's take a look at what's going on as we approach the open. Mini Dow flat, down 9 points, which is nothing for the Dow. E-mini S&P slightly higher. We could take a look at a chart. 6 points higher, but really just kind of trading in this range. So traders trying to figure out what's next. 0.1% higher. NASDAQ leading the futures, but you see here there really isn't a whole lot of strength. Up 0.3%. So positive start, but not a whole lot of direction here as we approach the open, even though we're slightly higher. So let's see how traders react. Is it going to be another quiet day as we wait for now the jobs report once the Fed report or the Fed decision is out of the way? Or will traders react a little bit more now that we have the first day after the Fed statement, which can happen from time to time? So I'm going to be keeping an eye on opportunities with PowerX strategy, also the wheel, see if we have anything that want to trade. But until, well, let's put it this way. That's going to do it for today's stock market update. If you like the video, please give it a like, and we will see you tomorrow. But until then, happy trading, everybody.